16H.
Office romances often spring up without warning. But if you think about it, they shouldn't come as a total shock. After all, people spend long hours a day together at work, and they spend less and less time socializing outside of their jobs for that reason. In the office, colleagues are often involved in emotional or exciting projects together, and the workplace is now about evenly split between men and women. It's also true that many companies strive to encourage a team-like atmosphere, and this brings people together personally. So it's not surprising that office romances are becoming more and more common. You might even say that all of these factors make on-the-job romances inevitable. Currently, there are debates about how appropriate it is for companies to discourage on-the-job dating. The question is, does it cause so many problems that it should be discouraged, or are there advantages? On-the-job romances can be sticky. There's a greater possibility for jealousy among coworkers, decreased productivity for the two involved, and for others because office gossip may become more appealing than work. What if there's a breakup with bad feelings, or even charges of harassment resulting? On the upside, those involved in office romances may find much greater job satisfaction, which could affect the job satisfaction of others as well. Some people believe that employers should just stay out of their employees' personal lives, period. Provided, of course, that everyone is doing his or her job. In the end, is it possible to prohibit the blossoming of love?